T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Congressman Connor Lamb. Good morning, Congressman, and congratulations on your big win on Tuesday night.
Good morning, John. Thank you very much.
So what does this make? Two elections that you've won in 6 months?
I guess so, yeah, just a little bit more than that.
That doesn't happen very often, and I'm bet you're glad to be on the other side of elections for a while.
Yes. I mean, it was a privilege to be out there, meeting all these people in the two different districts and really learning a lot about the community that I grew up in, but had never had a chance to look at or experience before. So, I probably won't miss it as much as people think.
You know, Congressman, as we learned in your campaign ads, if people didn't know it beforehand, you are a Marine Corps vet. And we are dealing with these mass shootings and now learning that the shooter in Thousand Oaks, California, was a Marine vet. And this morning, we know that there is an active shooter situation underway in Topsail, North Carolina, at a high school. Don't know anything about that one yet. But clearly, this hits a lot closer to home in Pittsburgh as we get ready for the Rally for Peace today to remember the 11 victims at the Tree of Life. At what point do we do something? And what can we do? What can Congress do about this?
There's a lot we can do, and the point at which we should do something is long past. I think that is what is so not only frustrating but scary about these shootings is that they seem to reveal how much the gridlock in Washington and in many of our state capitals really affects our whole way of life. I mean, there's just no excuse for the fact that these shootings have come and gone, and Congress has done almost nothing. I mean, almost nothing. You know, it's just hard to wrap your head around that and think that we have a functioning political system when we can't take on the most basic function of government, which is to protect people and keep them safe. You mentioned my experience in the Marine Corps. I'll use a Marine Corps analogy. In basic training, they talk to you about always improving your fighting position. You know, so you might go and set up a defensive line and start to dig in, and set up where your troops are going to sort of maintain a ridge top or something. But when you dig that first hole 3 feet deep and you sit in it with your machine gun and take aim, you're not done. You know, the entire night, all night long, you can make the hole a little deeper. You can make it a little stronger. You can improve your camouflage. That's how they teach you. You're always improving your fighting position. And with these public safety challenges, we're not. We're letting it get worse. I mean, we're just letting them come and go with nothing. And it's a complex issue. I mean, there's so many things we could do. There's such a big effort we could make on mental health. There are such huge technical challenges when it comes to background checks. There's so much we could do in the area of making sure that access to firearms is actually restricted to the people who are allowed to have them legally, but we're just not doing it. We're not trying to improve any part of the fighting position.
Is it time to take the semi-automatic AR-15 type weapons off the street?
I mean, I certainly understand why a lot of people gravitate toward that, although it looks like in this most recent shooting in California,
right, it wasn't
a 45 caliber handgun. And, most of the violent crime cases that I worked on when I was a prosecutor, were sort of inner city violent crime that happens every day. And people don't tend to hold many rallies for those young people that get killed. But that almost always happens with handguns. So I think it's a broader question than the specific type of firearm. But the more immediate point is this. We have had no success getting bipartisan cooperation on this issue. And so my sole focus has been to look at parts of this problem that actually already command bipartisan support. And that has to do with improving the background check system, improving access to mental health treatment for young people, improving the security at schools. These are all major projects for our government to be engaged in. They're going to require funding. They're going to require hearing the input of experts. And if we could just get together and do, things in those three broad areas, I think we would make people a lot safer.
Joined this morning by Congressman Connor Lamb. Speaking of bipartisan, the president made it clear in his press conference the other day that if the Democrats use their newfound power in the House to investigate him, he will in turn do the same using the Senate, and nothing is going to get done because there's no bipartisan politicking when you're investigating each other. Where do you stand on that? Should those investigations move forward in the House?
Well, I mean, the House of Representatives has its own role to play that has nothing to do with political party, and it has to do with the importance of our institution. You know, Congress has an oversight role. It also has a role in determining how tax dollars get spent and dealing with the federal budget. So we need to do our job as members of the House, and I think Democrats and Republicans both believe that, you know, we need to exercise our powers responsibly. For me, this is really about keeping in mind what we're there to do. So I'm on the Veterans Committee, for example. We have oversight role on the Veterans Committee. We can investigate the VA. We can find out what's been going on there and why there are problems. The reason we do that has nothing to do with the president. It's because we want the veterans themselves to get excellent medical care. We want them to get their disability payments on time. So I think as long as we keep our eye on the ball, that we are serving the people, and any oversight function we play is to serve and protect the people, we're going to be fine, and we're going to be doing our job.
I hope we're able to have many more of these conversations, but we're out of time at this point. Congressman Connor Lamb, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me, John.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.